I want to look at the gospel and look at man's part. So I'm
going
to pray and then we're going to just listen to the word of God for half an hour. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the privilege of being your children. Help us to learn, to listen, to grow. Help us also to go and put it into action. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So, the gospel is actually the story of everything. About Jesus redeeming all things. Making everything new. The gospel is also the story of just one thing. About Jesus and his death on the cross. And if we want to proclaim the gospel well, we need to know about it deeply. So you can't love what you don't know. There are people out there, if you don't know them, you don't care about them, you don't love them.
But
when you get to know someone, if they're really bad, then you don't like them. But if they're really good, you start to love them. The more you know God, the more you love Him. Because He's good. And the more you know about the gospel, the more you're going to love it and enjoy it and want to proclaim it. And last week we looked at God. Who he is in relation to the gospel. And I said that God is the one who is in authority. He's the creator. And therefore he has the right to judge. He judges justly. He judges righteously. So he's an accurate judge. He knows where the truth lies. He cannot be deceived. He cannot be bribed. He cannot be forced to do something. But he will judge justly. But I said we also need to know about God that He is merciful. In other words, it's not a pleasure to God. He doesn't delight in punishing people. The Bible says God takes no pleasure in the death of the wicked. Now, when you watch a violent action movie, and at the end, the good guy shoots the bad guy, you're like, yes, kill him! At last! And there's a great sense of, yeah, there's a pleasure in getting rid of that bad guy. That's only in the movies. God doesn't actually delight in the death of the wicked. See, God made every human being with a desire for a covenant relationship with that human being. In that sense, God loves everyone. And He would desire that everyone would know Him. That everyone would obey Him and love Him. And be able to walk in fellowship with Him. So when we present the gospel, we can't present God only as angry with sin and not desiring mercy, because He does desire mercy. But we can't present God only as loving and merciful. Because he is just and he will punish sin. So if this is the place where all the sin is, and people are playing in there, and God's wrath and punishment is going to come here, we have to tell people, flee from the coming wrath of God, leave your sins behind. God desires to pour mercy out upon you, but he can't give you mercy if you're there. And you have to get out of that place and into the mercy of God. And God made the way out. So he hasn't left you powerless in your sin. He's created the way out in the person of Jesus. By sending Jesus to die, God has demonstrated his mercy. But he wants you to have that mercy. He wants everyone to have that mercy. But you won't get it without responding. In other words, that depends on the human being, how they respond to the gospel. So we're looking at God, man, Christ, and our response. And last week, that's what we dealt with, the idea of God's view of things. He will judge sin, but he wants mercy. That's the gospel we proclaim. And today we're going to speak about man. And we're going to talk about the journey of man and where it begins. Now, the journey of man is not evolution from being a monkey to being a caveman to being a man. Actually, the journey of man is more spiritual. There's the created state. How God made you. There's the fallen state, which is man after he sinned. There's the redeemed state, which is man after he is redeemed. That's you and me in this world, Jesus, if we are saved, if we're born again. And then there's the glorified state. Our eternal destiny. So I want to start by looking at the created state. Just that. Just who did God make when he made mankind? We have to know something about what we were supposed to be. Because it is what we are supposed to be. There are many people living in the world and they're not living what they're supposed to be. See, God made you a certain way for a certain purpose. With a certain value. You're worth something. But in the world, values are distorted and corrupted. Purposes are turned the wrong way. People don't know who they are. They don't know what they're supposed to live for. And so they don't get satisfaction. They don't get meaning. They don't get joy. They don't get purpose. So let's look at Psalm 8. Psalm 8 is the text I want to actually use today.
Salam fa'afalwa nu mtikzerena androan.
Can read the whole of Psalm 8. It's only 9 verses.
Fakitsika salam fa'afalwa raimantul. Jehovah tumpinay o enjen funait ni anaranao am tanret. Natano eny amin'ny lanitra ny voninahitra ao ary amin'ny vavany ankizy madinika sy ny minono no nanorenanao hery noho ny mpandrafy anao mba ampanginanao ny fahavalo sy izay tahamaly ratsy. Raha jereko ny lanitra ao izay asany ratsantananao sy ny volana mankitana izay noforoninao, inona moa ny olona no nahatsiarovanao azy ary ny zanak'olombelona no hamanginao azy? Fa efa nataonao ambany kely no Andriamanitra izy, ary efa nosatroanao voninahitra sy fiandrianana. Efa nampanjakainao amin'ny asan'ny tananao izy. Ny zavatra rehetra dia efa nataonao eo ambanin'ny tongony, dia ny ondry manosy sy ny omby rehetra ary ny biby diako mbany voromanidina sy ny hazandrano ary any andranomasina izay mandeha amin'ny lalan-dranomasina. Jehovah, tompinay ho endreny voninahitra ny anaranao amin'ny tany rehetra.
In verse 3 and 4, the psalmist gets to the central idea that he's asking. He says, when I look at the stars and I look at everything you've made, it's huge. The universe is glorious. And he then asks the question, what is man that you are mindful that why does God care about man? We seem so small compared to all the things God can do. He made a billion stars in space. You're like an invisible, tiny little speck. You're so small. How come God even thinks about you? And then he goes on to say, you made him a little lower than the heavenly beings. So he said, man is just below the angels. And then God crowned us with glory and honor. And made us ruler. Put us in charge of the works of his hands. The world you see, the animals, the land, birds and the fish of the sea, God has made you master of it. He's crowned you and set you as ruler over it. It's amazing. It's this picture of great honor of all of this creation. That's so much bigger than you. A universe full of stars. An earth too big for you to even cross it. A sea too deep to swim. Animals too many to count. And yet God crowned you with glory and honor as ruler over it. This is a picture that God has made something special when he made mankind. In Genesis 1:26, God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, over the livestock, all the earth. And so God created man in his own image. Genesis 1:26-27.
God
God did something amazing when he made human beings. You may not know this, but you are not the same as the rest of creation. When God made everything, he made it out of nothing. That's what Hebrews 11 verse 3 tells us. That God created out of nothing. So, when he made the universe, he made
it
apart from God, it's separate from him. It exists because of him. But the universe is not divine. There's no God there. Some people think that creation is God. They think that there's divine power in material things. But the Bible's very specific. God created out of nothing. He didn't give birth out of himself. That means creation is separate from God. There's no divine life in and of itself in creation. That means there is nothing in all of creation that should be worshipped. Nothing is worthy of worship. No angel, no demon, no tree. Nothing. Because all of creation was made out of nothing by God. But he alone is worthy of worship. And all of creation should worship the Creator. Some people talk about the world as Mother Earth. We should love her. No, she's just dust and soil and stone. There's no divinity in creation. There's no Mother Earth. There's just the earth that God made. So when it comes to human beings, God did something special because it says he created us in his image. That means we alone of all creation are made like God. So some people distort that idea. See, we're like God. So now we should be little gods. No. We will never be little gods. We are not divine. Genesis
2
verse
7
says, God formed the man from the dust of the ground. So we are but dust. And the Bible says God knows we are but dust. We are just dust.
And
he breathed his life into us. And all life comes from God. And so we owe our existence to God, our loyalty to God, our service to God. We will never be gods. We should not elevate ourselves. But now I want you to hold this tension right, because we are made, we are crowned with glory and honor. Made in the image of God. But we are but dust. And we will never be gods. We're finite. Which means we are limited. But God is infinite. So when he made us in his image, do you know what he was actually doing? He was doing what so many other religions copy.
manao zavatra izay ohatra ny angala tahaka ny fombafomba mpivavahana rehetra.
They have a God.
Manan'Andriamanitra izy.
It's a false God.
Izay Andriamanitra tsy izy.
But they make an image of their God, a little idol.
Dia zareo manao sarin'ilay Andriamanitra.
And they put that image of their God in a temple, in a shrine somewhere.
Dia ataony ilay sarin'ilay Andriamanitra ao anaty tempoly eo ambony zavatra
kely. Maybe it's like this.
Ngamba mety ohatra ity zavatra ity.
Their God is huge and blue. Like the sky.
Ele Andriamanitra ny ngeza be dia ohatra ny lanitra.
The color blue.
Dia manga tahaka ny lanitra.
So they make a thing to represent their God.
Dia manamboatra zavatra izy hoe anehoana an'ilay Andriamanitra.
And they put it in a special place.
Dia apetrany eo amin'ny toerana manokana iny.
And then they come.
Dia avy eo tonga izy.
And they worship their God.
Dia mankohaka an'ilay Andriamanitra.
And that thing is a representation of their God.
Dia io zavatra io dia misolotena fotsiny an'ilay Andriamanitra, fanehoana fotsiny.
You look at the Eastern guys, the Hindus.
Ireo mijery an'ilay olona avy any antsinanana any.
They've got pictures of their gods.
Lendoa manana sarin'ilay Andriamanitra izy.
This one is that God and that one is the other God.
Ity Andriamanitra hafa dia ity koa Andriamanitra hafa.
Little Buddhas, the Buddhists have their little Buddha statue.
Le Buddha kely ireny, le tsangambato kely ny Buddha.
Now, the problem with human beings is they've so lost sight of what's really happening.
Dia satria ohatra hoe tsy hitantsika ilay zavatra tena mitsangana.
They're worshipping created things made by man.
Lasotrony miankohaka amina zavatra namboarin'ny olombelona izy.
Instead of worshipping the creator who is invisible.
Mihoatra ny hoe miankohaka amin'ilay mpamorona.
But God made us in his image.
Andriamanitra nanamboatra antsika tahaka anazy.
And he crowned us with glory and honor and put Adam and Eve on earth.
Dia nanome voninahitra antsika izy nametraka ny Adama sy Eva teto ambonin'ny tany.
To rule.
Izay anapaka.
As his representatives.
Ohatrany hoe misolotena anazy.
So do you know what that makes you and me?
Fantatrao ve izany hoe inona izany tsika amin'ny
amin'izay? We are actually the representation of God.
Isika izany le misolotena an'Andriamanitra, le fanehoana an'Andriamanitra.
Your life is supposed to represent God.
Ny fiainanao dia tokony maneho an'Andriamanitra.
And the earth,
dia ny tany,
the garden where Adam was placed,
le tao amin'ilay zaridaina nametrahana ny Adama,
now the whole world,
le tany rehetra,
is looking for the representation of God. Where can they find the image of God? If they want to know what God's like. If you go to a foreign country and you want to meet some foreign God, you go to the temple and you look for the God, and the priest will tell you, this is our God. And then you say, that thing really? No, that's just a statue. But it's a statue of our God. And so you can see what the God looks like. A picture of Shiva in India. Make you scared of Shiva. Make you very scared suddenly, because Shiva looks pretty scary. The statue of Buddha. He's such a wise guy.
No?
He just sits there and thinks. I don't know what he sits there and eats. I don't know. God created us in his image. Which actually means not that we are gods, but that we reflect something of what he's like. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, so this is his temple. And you were made to reflect who God is. If people want to know what God is like, they look at your life as a Christian, which actually also means small anointed one, where Christ is the anointed. You are supposed to be like Christ. You will never be Jesus. But when people look at your life, do they find mercy? Do they see grace?
Mahita fahasoavana ve?
Do they see joy?
Mahita fifaliana ve?
Do they see righteousness?
Mahita fahamarinana ve?
Truth.
Marina.
justice, but kindness. The fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience. I don't know, there's nine of them, the whole list. The character of God put on display in the people of God, made in the image of God, to represent God to all of creation. That's why you don't throw rocks at dogs. Because God made the world. And so however he wants you to represent him is how he is. He's a caring provider. That's why in some countries, Christians started caring for animals. Non-Christians don't. But God is a provider who cares and feeds. So you become a provider who cares and feeds. You rule over the earth as a representative of God. It's amazing. That God actually wants us to represent him in this world. But that was his original design for all of mankind. Which means we have the highest status in all of creation. We're accountable to God under him. But we rule over the earth for him. And some people want to know, what does that mean? Well, think about it. The person out there who's just broken by sin. A poor man. A homeless man. Was created to be an image bearer of God. Made to carry, to reflect God. And you look at it and you think, that's miserable. Your gospel quest is partly to restore people, was to restore people into that rightful place. Someone who looks at themselves and says, I'm nothing, I'm not worth anything. The young woman who hates her own body. Devalues herself. Gives herself to men, feels degraded. But the gospel says you are an image bearer, made in the image of God, placed high over all creation to reflect his nature and character. To represent God in this world. Can you see how different that is, the brokenness of the world and the glory that God made man to carry? The man who's addicted to something. And he hates himself because that thing is his master. And he knows he's not supposed to be a slave. He knows he's not supposed to be addicted to alcohol. He knows he's supposed to rule with purity and strength. See, God actually made us to be captains and kings. He made you, young woman, to be a princess. To be beautiful in his sight. And to bring beauty in this world. And yet sin has come and destroyed all of that. The gospel comes and says it can be restored. We have to recognize who did God make mankind to be. If I go out in the bush to preach the gospel, I'm not going to those savage, primitive people. Those uncivilized guys who don't know how to use a toilet. Most of them are carrying sexually transmitted diseases. They don't understand how to keep themselves clean. That's how some of us view people. That person on the street. I don't want to help them, they're dirty. I don't want them in my church. They're poor. But you have to look past all of that. And you have to look at somebody that God was mindful of. What is man that you are mindful of him, says the psalm. But you made him just a little lower than angels. And you crowned him with glory and honor. And you set him in place as ruler over everything you made. How can I take that street child and teach them that that was God's purpose for their life? To be crowned with glory and honor. To rule. To be the greatest thing in all creation. How can I tell the young lady who's at school, whose boyfriend just wants to defile her body, that she is worth infinitely more than that. That she's a daughter of the king. That she's the crown of creation. How can I tell you, as you look down on yourself and say, I'm nothing, that on the one hand we are but dust, but on the other hand, we are made in the image of God. That's what the gospel is supposed to do. Restore man to the dignity, the honor, the glory, the majesty. How do you view people around you? The gospel will take away all of that discrimination that says the rich is better than the poor. The gospel will do that, but it comes all the way back to who God made us to be. Why would you go and preach to someone in a distant nation? Because God intended them to occupy a high position. He actually made mankind ultimately to be his covenant partner, his covenant partner. Jesus is purchasing for himself a bride from every nation, tribe, and tongue. God has made us to participate in fellowship with him. The Bible says Adam walked with God. Enoch walked with God. Noah walked with God. Abraham walked with God. The gospel comes and says you should be walking with God. You are actually made to occupy a glorious, privileged position. The mystery is we know we are made of dust.
Le misteri nefa dia vetsika mafantatra hoe namboarina tamin'ny vovoka tsika.
We will never be gods.
Tsy lasa andriamanitra izany tsika.
But God has made us to fellowship with him.
Fa nefa andriamanitra naka tsika hifandray aminy.
So our life will derive from him. Our life comes from him.
Ka ny fiainako izany dia ohatrany ho alaina avao aminazy avy aminy.
Our life is for him.
Ny fiainako dia ho anazy.
But in this world you see people living for all the other things. And living for so much less. Worshipping money. Living for sex. Settling for far less. Than the glory God intended for us. So I want us to look at people through the eyes of the gospel
and
say man is actually created for great things. Mankind, male and female, God made them in his image to walk with him. We preach the gospel to get people back into that. Out of the brokenness of sin. Up from the dirt of the world into the beauty that God has planned. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, sometimes we look at mankind and we see that the damage that sin has done. And we can easily slip into having a low view of humanity and thinking people are like rubbish.
And
we don't want to do anything.
But
God, change us. To see people the way you made them. How you made us originally. That you made us a little lower than angels. And crowned us with glory and honor. And help us to take the gospel into the brokenness of this world. And fight to see people restored into that right position. Relationship with you and rulership over the earth for your glory. Amen.
Amen.